Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio and Toyland Productions presents Love Talk, your source for inspiration and information. And as always, we're broadcasting live from the most powerful city in the world, Washington, D.C., where all the lies, liars, and secrets are held. And what we do, we expose the liars, tell you what the lies are, and reveal some of the secrets when it comes down to love, lust, sex, and relationships. And as always, thank you for taking some time out, 30 minutes of your day, just to sit back and talk with us. I'm your host, Mr. Rye Stevie. Doug Love is actually on some business tonight, so he's not going to be joining us tonight. And I thank everyone for the change this week. We are actually prime time, 9 o'clock Eastern. You know, we're 7 o'clock Mountain Time, and we're actually 11 a.m. Afghanistan. I want to give a shout-out to all those who are listening out in Afghanistan right now. Big shout-out to Jim Slocum for, you know, just all the work that he does, the service that he does out there, and all the soldiers that are out there in Afghanistan. So I just want to let that be heard out there as well. We're really doing some big things with Love Talk, and I really appreciate what's going on. We have some sponsors as well. Of course, we're always sponsored by Tranquil Minds Massage and Wellness. Right now it is springtime. We have some springtime specials going on. If you're looking for chair massages for your office or for your workplace, we also have table massages, and we do sports, prenatal, a whole different variety of massages. So if you're interested in that, please, you know, hit me on Facebook at Rodney Stevenson, on Twitter at RSD44, or you can also go to tqmind.massagetherapy.com. Also, I have a little bit of housekeeping things right now. Big shout-out to DJ Knock doing his thing right now at the 555 Lounge in Gaithersburg. I will be out there for about an hour tonight from 10 to 11. So if you are a musician, an artist, you're trying to get on the air, get on the radio, we have a new music show that will be coming up in mid-April. So we're looking for artists all over the place. So if you know an artist, a musician that is trying to get on the air, or if you're an artist yourself, and you're in Montgomery County, Maryland right now, check me out. I'll be at the 555 Lounge on Diamond Avenue in Gaithersburg. So definitely look for me out there, or you can just email me, inbox me on Facebook and Twitter. So I want to get that out there as well. So last week on Love Talk, we were talking about dating do's and don'ts, because this is the first full day of spring today. And I don't know about you, but I'm in a good mood. First full day of spring, the weather is warm up and down the East Coast. It was actually a beautiful day here in Washington, D.C. First day of the Cherry Blossom Festival, even though there's no cherry blossoms right now. But that vibe, that feel, that air is coming in, and I love springtime. So that's why last week we talked about dating do's and don'ts, because a lot of people take this time to start the mating process, that full mating season. So we're taking it from another perspective today. A lot of times also, when it comes down to springtime, the weather gets warmer, people get kind of in that feeling that they, you know, that they are want to try to explore different things, explore new things. Spring is all about newness. Spring is all about rejuvenation and refreshing. So a lot of people hit that refresh button and want to take a break from what they've been doing in the past or what they've been doing in the present and want to move on to the future. So tonight's topic is talking about the breakdance. And with the breakdance, there's a couple different things that go on with the breakdance. One, why do people take breaks? You think that if you're in a committed relationship with your mate, your spouse, or significant other, that you do not want to take a break. But there's a couple reasons why people like taking breaks or people want to take breaks. And these are what I want to do. I want to explain some of the pitfalls that come when it comes down to taking breaks, and also decipher what happens during these breaks. And this is where the big problem is when it comes down to it. So I would like your feedback on this. You can tweet me on RSD44, hit me up on Facebook. The phone lines are having technical difficulties right now, so we're just going to run through it right now, just through the break dance. So once again, this is Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio on Toyland Productions, and we have some really big things that we're doing as well. So like I said, look out for what we're doing. I love talking also with the Rod Stevie Show. So let's get into this topic here, the break dance. Why do people take breaks? There's really three legitimate reasons why people take breaks. One, they're tired of you. If someone says, I want to take a break, I want to take some time apart, I want to time off to kind of think things through, basically that means they're tired of you. You know, people take breaks when they're, you know, eating food. You know, if you eat chicken every day of the week, you know, and you're tired of the same way the chicken is prepared, you want to take a break from chicken. It's like, oh, I don't even want to look at chicken anymore. I'm going to take a break from eating chicken. I want some fish. I want some turkey. You know, that's what happens. The main reason why a lot of people take breaks, because they're tired of what's going on. They want to change a pace. So you got to look out for certain things that may seem stagnant in your relationship if somebody's thinking about taking a break. You know, there's certain things that you might not be doing that you used to do or that you've never done and your spouse, maybe significant other, wants you to do. So you got to keep things lively so that way it prohibits them from thinking about taking a break. That's a big issue when it comes down to relationships. You got to make sure things are fresh, make sure things are alive, so that way people don't even want to take a break. But you got those instances, especially this time of year, springtime comes around, you know, they're starting to wear less, you know, people starting to dress nicer, you know, taking off the layers of clothes that they've been sitting under from all the snow and the cold that's been going on for the past couple months, and they feel, okay, shoot, I look good, you know, I'm styling, I'm about to go out, I'm going to have me some fun, so I'm tired of what's going on at home, I'm tired of everything that's going on here, so I'm going to take me a break. That's a lot of times that happens in relationships. Second reason why people want to take breaks because they already found somebody else. So they say, oh, yeah, I just want to take time off to think things through. I want to take time off to realize where we are in our relationship and what steps we want to take and all that type of stuff. But in actuality, they already have somebody else in mind. They already have somebody else lined up, so they say, oh, this is my way of trying to act like I'm trying to help our relationship, but in essence, I already got this dude on the side. I already got this chick on the side that I'm pushing towards or I'm moving forward to. So I want to use this as a method to say that, hey, I'm tired of you. You know, let me do what I want to do so that way, you know, there's no harm, no foul. Because if I'm on a break, that basically means that I can do what I want to do because, hey, we're not together right now. We're on break. And that's the big question, the big catch that a lot of people have. When they're on break, you know, you got to look at it a couple aspects. Think about it like, say, for example, hockey. You know, I always use sports references, so bear with me if you're, you know, not a sports person. But say, you know, if you do a penalty in hockey, what happens? You go into the penalty box for a couple minutes. So you're sitting there on the sidelines looking at your team doing what they want to do. That's what happens when people are on breaks. What happens is, you know, they sit, you're on the sideline while the other person, while your other teammates are doing what they want to do. And that's the problem with breaks, and that's what happens a lot of times with breaks. You know, say if your spouse, your mate, your significant other say they want to take a break, what are they doing? They're still playing the game. They're still playing the field. They're still trying to do the things that they want to do while you're sitting there on the sideline waiting for them, okay, when can I get back in the game? When can I get back there? You know, when can I start seeing you again? When can we work this out? And that's the biggest issue with breaks. When breaks happen, you know, people find other people to date. People find other relationships that they want to get involved with. People might just find that one-nighter that they want to hit and quit and just say, hey, I haven't done this in such a long time that I want to do this, so that way it makes me feel better. And that's where the issues come in with a lot of breaks. And getting back to the reasons why people go on break, so the third reason, the first reason, of course, saying they're tired of you. Second reason, because they already found somebody else. The third reason that people want to go on break because they want to find somebody else because they're tired of you. So it all comes back together. Basically, there's people that say, you know what, I really enjoy our time together. I really enjoy our relationship, but I want to explore other options. It's almost like a free agent in football where you're still part of the team, but you're exploring other options and seeing if somebody can match that option that you're still affiliated with. You know, just imagine, like, say, Michael Vick, you know, going to visit the Jets right now because, you know, trying to see if they're going to match what the Eagles are saying. You know, that's what pretty much that break is, that restricted free agent. Like, I'm still together. I'm still tied to this team. I'm still tied to you. You know, we're still married or we're still in a committed relationship, but I just want to explore different options. I want to see if I still got it. I want to see if I still have that opportunity to explore other options, see other people, and if other people are still interested in me. Sometimes that can be a very bad thing. It can be a very bad thing for people to say, I want to explore other options. Now, if by chance a person is out and about and someone just kind of approaches them and just kind of talks to them casually and they find an interest in that person, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Feel, oh, you know, I guess I still got it because this person was eyeing me. This person was checking me out. You know, that's not technically a bad thing. When you pursue it, then there's a problem. But when you're on break, that gives that option for that person to say, you know, this person's eyeing me, this person's checking me out. So maybe I might just for one night or just for 1 week just see what happens here because I'm technically on break. I'm technically at a point where I'm not in that relationship to do certain things. So that's a big thing that people do that will make it seem like, okay, hey, you know what? I'm on break. So what? You know, so that's something that a lot of people find an interest in. They want that opportunity to see what they can do, that restricted free agent. They want to see what they can do. So what happens during breaks? A combination of different things can happen during breaks. The best case scenario for your relationship is when you're on that break and people realize, oh, man, I didn't realize how much I really missed that person. I didn't realize how much that person does for me, that does to me, you know, that connection, that bond, that conversation. You know, I know personally, you know, my wife, my spouse, you know what, the biggest thing with me is that I know I see her every day. I can talk to her every day. I can hold her hand every day. I can hug her every day. I see her face every single day, and those things are big to me. But if she's not there and I can't do those certain things, then that's going to be a big problem because the fact that I know that that's what I want, but it's not there. It's not happening. It's not attainable. So that's one of the biggest issues that can happen if you're on break. That's the best case scenario. You miss your significant other, your mate, your spouse so much that you want to go back to him or her and say, hey, you know what? I miss you so much. I'm sorry. I love you. Let's make this work. Let's make this happen. Second case, which is the worst case scenario, is that, shoot, I'm on break. I'm partying. I'm doing things I haven't done in a long time. And that could be the big issue. You go out there, you're partying, you're having fun, you're meeting new people, meeting new and different people, and you just feel like, hey, you know what? This is what I've been missing for a long time. Shoot, I enjoy this. I'm loving this. So I'm just gonna, you know, keep this break permanent. We're done. We're through. We're separated. You know, we're getting divorced. We're breaking up our relationship. That's the worst case scenario when it comes down to break. That's why breaks are really a big issue. Well, case scenario, but there's part three that could be the worst case scenario. When you're on break and you have that one night that you say, you know what, I'm just going to go all out, I'm going to have fun, I'm going to chill, I'm going to hang out, and then something happens. You have a baby or somebody says they're pregnant with your child or they, you know, or something happens on that particular date that your mate, your spouse, or significant other finds out about. And it's like, oh, man, you know, I didn't intend to do that. You know, you have sex with an individual. You did something, you know, wild, so wild and crazy that people have it on Facebook, Instagram. You got to remember, when you're on break, you're a target. And people have cameras. People have cell phones. People have smartphones that can take pictures and verify, validate, and record each and everything that you do. You know, it's very easy to, you know, take a picture of somebody, put it on Instagram, and it's all over the place. So you got to be very careful when it comes down to breaks because those are the type of things that can happen. Once again, this is Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, and we're talking about the break dance. So dance becomes this. You know, is it something to take time off, something to have that kind of gap, that kind of break, kind of that release from somebody? I mean, it's not technically a bad thing to do that, to have that gap, to have that break, to have that release from somebody. Sometimes people get tired of each other because they're around each other all the time. When you're around each other 24/7, you're around each other every day, sometimes people can get tired of that. Sometimes people can say, you know what, you know, I see you each and every day. We do the same thing each and every day. You know, not technically take a break, but say, you know what, let's branch out, do something different. You know, go out, you know, not with other people, but go out and do different things with different sets of friends. That can be a break sometimes. Sometimes you just need a break from the daily routine. And that's not a bad thing. That's the best part of dance. That's the cha-cha. You know, you're just kind of sidestepping in order to get to, you know, in order to change the routine up. You know, just kind of do a little twist, slide into something else. And that's where the problem of breaks become, because the break can just be something that another person says, you know what, I am looking for something else. I'm trying to figure out what I need in my life. It's all about me right now. It's all about what my needs are, and this person here is not taking care of my needs, so I'm just going to sidestep that and move on to something else. So I'm going to tell them, let's take a break. Then that's where problems begin. That's where issues become. So for those who are just starting relationships, figure out where you stand, figure out where you want to go in the relationship before something like that happens where you get tired of it and say, I need to take a break. For those who have been in relationships for a very long time, my advice to you is try to find something different. Try to just change the pace up so much that the other person won't even want to take a break. You know, you want to try to do something so out of the ordinary that makes you say, oh, wow, this is different. We never felt like that. Make it feel fresh and new. Make it feel like, you know, you're a new person, but you're still the same old person. You know, like say, if I do something with my wife and I say I'm going to just take her out and just kind of do something that we haven't done in such a long time or something that we've never done before, and that is something that will make it feel fresh. It'll make it feel like, you know what, I don't want to take a break from him. He's trying to do something different. And we all need to take this time. Springtime is a time of growth. It's a time of rebirth. It's a time of rejuvenation. So that's what we're looking for right now, and just looking to take it to another level. So I encourage, I implore everybody, springtime, take this time to rejuvenate your relationship. So this is the rejuvenation month. You're going to hear a lot of things as far as jump-starting, kick-starting your relationship, as far as bringing it to another light. We want things to blossom. We want things to grow. So Love Talk this month and for the month of March and April is all about the rebirth. You know, we're going into April right now, so April is going to be about the rebirth of new relationships. We're going to talk about rebirth for single people. We're talking about rebirth for married people. We're going to talk about rebirth for those who have trying to rekindle the flame and those who may have lost their way and just trying to get it back. So that's what we're looking for right now. This is Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, and I want to get into the case of the ex. Case of the ex is always a topic of discussion because, you know, it's about that person that we hate to love and that we love to hate, the ex. So it kind of feeds into this topic of the night, the breakdance. I have an email from Dee from Georgia, and this was a really interesting topic. He was talking about how him and his girlfriend for a period of time, you know, they went on a break. And he looked up his ex, you know, just kind of having a conversation with his ex. And now he's thinking, hey, you know, even because I'm on break, would this be a great opportunity to try to rekindle some things with his ex? So the word to the wise on that. Yes, you are on break. Yes, you're trying to work things out with your girlfriend. But you have to think wisely when you're rekindling something with your ex. Yes, it may be fun right now because, you know, you're on break. You're separated temporarily from the person that you're with. And that's what you got to remember, temporarily. So if you're looking up this relationship with your ex, or if you just want to try to rekindle something, just kind of find out, you know, how things are playing out, you got to be very careful with that. Because what if that blossoms? Now, it could be one of two things that can happen. You know, that can blossom, and it can be something very positive. Saying, okay, maybe this person was the right person for me, and this break is a refreshing way to maybe see, okay, maybe I was going at it the wrong way. Maybe I was with the wrong person, not treating the ex right. So now I want to bring it back and try to see if I can get things started. I mean, it's very possible. Very possible, you know, you see a lot of times in movies, but it's a very dangerous thing. Because what if you are really meant for that person that you're with right now? What if you're really just trying to find yourself? And that's what happens with breaks. You try to find yourself. You try to define your relationship when it's on that break. Because you have that opportunity to see things from a different perspective. You say, yeah, I'm on break. You know, I haven't been single for a long time, so I'm going to take this time and just kind of explore options. So you go back to your ex, basically you're exploring an older option that you had, you know, previously. So if you were wrong during that time, or if you were the one that was wrong and that situation separates, that's it, you broke up with that particular person, and now you're trying to bring it back, that can be a really big problem, because you might be bringing up some old history, some old news, some bad news that caused the problem in the first place. So my recommendation to you in Georgia is tread lightly when it comes down to rekindling something, starting something with your ex because you're on break with your current girlfriend. You know, take this time to evaluate what you need to do to make it work with the girl that you're with now. You know, there might be some things, certain issues that you can tweak and work out. Change your game plan. And if you change that game plan and it works, great. You know, you continue on, you're doing well. Plan and things still don't work out, then you have that opportunity, that option to go forward maybe with that ex that you're looking, you know, towards to communicate with, or maybe with somebody else. But you don't want to jump into something while you're still technically in a committed relationship. So these are the things that we need to discuss when it comes down to people taking breaks. And once again, it's Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions. My name is Mr. Rod Stevie. Dougie Love is doing some business right now, so he will be back next week. And like I said, the month of April is all about rejuvenation, growth, birth. You know, things are blossoming, things are blooming. We want to make sure that things are being taken care of when it comes down to relationships, when it comes down to love. We're going to talk about intimacy. We want to talk about, you know, connection, community, communication, things like that, to make sure that love is going strong. So I wanted to get that out there. Also, once again, tonight you can meet with me at 555 Lounge, Diamond Avenue, Gaithersburg, Maryland. For those who are in the district, Maryland, Virginia, come out to the 555 Lounge and check me out. DJ Knock is a DJ tonight, Fleet DJs. So definitely look forward to doing that tonight. Also, tune in to the Rod Stevie Show this Sunday at 10 o'clock. We're going 1 hour, 10 o'clock from 10 to 11. So we're doing some big things. So 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Mountain Time, noon in Afghanistan. We're doing some big things. So this Sunday's topic is grand opening, grand closing. Talking about the difficulty in creating businesses. I have a lot of people that are listening that are trying to start a business, that are trying to continue a business, that may have had a business and were struggling to keep it going. So we're going to talk about why it's so difficult, especially when it comes down to minority-owned businesses, to stay going, to stay functioning. And we have a poll going on right now. I know quite a few people have responded to it. I definitely appreciate that. And the question is, why do minority-owned businesses have a hard time staying going? Is it the resources, lack of advertising, or people looking for the hookup? So please continue to vote in on that. I want to hear your responses on that. It's something very important to a lot of us that are listening right now. So that's going to be on Sunday, 10 o'clock. We're changing the time, 10 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountain, noon in Afghanistan. So that's where it is right now. For the next month, also, Love Talk is going to be at this time slot right here, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Mountain Time, 11 o'clock in the morning in Afghanistan. So that's what we're trying to do right now. We're trying to make it prime time. We're trying to make it where people can grasp it and hear it live. We want to hear it live. We want to hear it local. We want to hear it fresh. So that's what it's all about right now. So I appreciate everybody once again that is listening to Love Talk. I'm loving the feedback that's going on right now. And just the final thoughts when it comes down to being on a break. When you're on a break, remember, the break is just a timeout. The break is just a way to focus and refocus on what you need to do in your relationship. A break is not a free pass to do whatever you want. A break is not a free pass to say, I want to see somebody else, or I want to sleep with somebody else, or I want to, you know, find out what it's like to date somebody else again. Look at that break as just that, just in time to figure out what's going on. Because if you take that gap in time with your mate, your spouse, your significant other, and you use that to to go out and do certain things with certain people that you shouldn't, that you would not normally do when you're currently in your marriage or currently in your committed relationship or currently with the relationship that you're in now, then you're putting yourself in a whole bunch of trouble. So make sure you focus on what you want to do in your current relationship and making that grow. Sometimes when you plant a seed, it might not grow when you want it to grow. You know, you plant that seed and you're watering it, and it doesn't grow right. Sometimes you got to step back and say, I'll try to water it too much. Let me just pull back and maybe just let nature take care of it. Let nature take its course. And that's what you got to do. Let nature take its course with your relationship. Times when you say, you know what, forget this seed. I planted it. It's not working. Let me try another seed. Let me try another garden. Let me try another plant. You know, things can mess up. You know, you get some weeds in there. You know, weeds can sprout up very quickly when you try to break things up and try to do something different. You know, in that aspect. So you don't want to bring those weeds in a relationship. And that's what happens when you go on a break and you do a lot of crazy things that you wouldn't normally do when you're in that relationship. So keep that in mind. Keep that focus on having committed relationships. Believe me, committed relationships, when you're in a relationship, it's not always easy. It's not always going to come up roses. Those blossoms are not going to bloom properly. You know, when you look at the cherry blossoms here in D.C., they come out, and then they go back in. They come out, and they go back in. That's how relationships are. You think the thing's going to blossom, things are going to bloom right, and then next thing you know, they go back in because things get too cold. So you got to try to keep things warm, and it's not always easy to keep things warm and steady. So it's a process. You got to keep working at it. And if you keep working at it, I guarantee you things are going to bloom. You know, things might not bloom when you want it. Things might not blossom the way you want it to. But I guarantee you the relationship will grow, relationship will blossom, and it's going to be a beautiful thing. And with that in mind, I want to give a big shout-out to Toy Sugars, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment, you know, most beautiful person I know. You know, she's been doing some really big things in Sterling, Virginia, visual lyric out there in Sterling, Virginia. If you need more information on it, hit me up, you know, every other Saturday. So it's not this Saturday, it'll be next Saturday in Sterling, Virginia. It's open mic, poets, lyricists, musicians. If you know anybody that is interested in doing music or if you're a musician yourself, you need to come out there to Sterling, Virginia every other Saturday, Silverline Productions, visual lyric. A really big thing that they're doing, a lot of artwork. I'm a man, Wise Sugars, Nitty Gritty. You know, he's doing some big things with the artwork out there. Silverline Productions, if you need to do some production work, studio time, you should look them up. Some really great things are going on out there. Once again, you know, DJ Knock, Fleet DJs, big shout out to them. And also, we are sponsored, once again, Tranquil Minds Massage and Wellness. Hit me up on Facebook, on Twitter. Email me at tqmindbyrod@gmail.com. And this is something big thing. Also, Doug Love, you can hit him up on Twitter at DOFresh. So DOFresh, hit him up on Twitter, hit him up on Facebook. A lot of words of wisdom that are going on right there. And as always, I thank you for taking out some time and just making us a part of your evening, a part of your weekend. Got up for some big things in April. Rod Stevie Show this Sunday, once again, grand opening. Grand closing, 10 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountain, noon in Afghanistan. So we're doing some really great things. So as always, once again, this is Mr. Rod Stevie. This is Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. So until next time, we'll talk next week, and I'm out.